بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. وبعد، respected ulama, respected elders, beloved brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us many favors, has given us, you know, many blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us and given us the greatest gift of iman, and has made us from amongst the Muslims. Every morning we wake up, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this, that Allah has chosen us and selected us with this gift and this bounty of iman. And Allah has made us from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there are many things that a person can value in his life and can thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Amongst that, if we look at our Salaf al-Salihin and our pious predecessors, you know, and the Sahaba and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they teach us the importance, you know, of valuing this time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. This life that Allah has given us, that Allah has granted us, is an amana and a trust from Allah. And one day Allah is going to take away this life, you know, and we are going to return back to Allah. But the time that Allah has given us in this life, and the time that Allah has is allowing us to live in this world, this is what we have to value, and this is what we have to work upon. That is why the great scholar Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu mentions, and he says, you know, regarding this time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, today how much do we value this time? Or how much do we understand that we need to, you know, make effort in this daily life and utilize this time in the correct manner? Where are we using our time, and in what do we need to use our time? He says, مَا نَدِمْتُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ نَدْمِي غَرَبَتْ شَمْسٌ نَقَسَ فِيهِ أَجَلِي وَلَمْ يَزِدْ فِيهِ عَمَلِي. He says, there's nothing more I have regret over in my life, that which the sun, you know, sets upon, than every part or every day in my life, that my time, you know, is finishing, my time is diminishing. حَيَاتُكَ أَنْفَاسٌ تُعَدُّ فَكُلَّمَا مَضَى مِنْهَا إِنْ تَقَسْتَ بِهِ جُزْعًا. Like the poet says very beautifully, this time that we have, and this time that is passing. Today you ask a person, you know, what have you done with your life? Or a person spends his life 50, 60, 70 years, and he says, it went with a blink of an eye. Before I knew it, the time was over, the time was up. You know, I cannot even, you know, think what I have done. So quickly the time has passed by. So the poet says that every time a person takes a breath, one portion and one part of his life diminishes. Meaning it is not never there to return. The great scholar and the great tabi'i, Amr ibn Qais rahimahumullah, one person came to him on one occasion, and he said to him, speak to me for a little while. So he turned and he looked at this person and he says, hold on to the sun. So the person said, how am I going to hold on to the sun? He means, stop the movement of the sun. If you could possibly stop the movement of the sun, you know, then I would spend some time in speaking to you, because I cannot waste any time, you know, in speaking to you or in getting involved in any type of discussion, because the time is passing by. Allah has given us this Mubarak and this blessed life. Allah has made us of the ummatis of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah has made us of the best of ummats. Allah has given us, you know, the best, you know, of gifts of iman. And Allah has given us this time to value. That is why Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, you know, radiallahu anhu, and this was a great scholar. And, you know, a great scholar, and he was a great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, such a great scholar, it is mentioned that amongst the first to become of those who were the Hufaz of the Holy Quran. So he mentions that, you know, that I have no regret over anything in my life, but that time that is passing, you know, and the time that is leaving me and that is going by, وَلَمْ يَزِدْ فِيهِ عَمَلِي, but in that time, my actions are not increasing. My actions that I am doing on a daily basis is not increasing, but the time is passing by. Allah has given us this time, you know, and given us this, you know, ability to live in this world. And this time that Allah has given us also, Allah has, you know, it is this life that Allah has given us is an amana and a trust from Allah. We cannot live in this world and use it in the manner that we want or in the way that we want. We as ummatis of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to use it in the manner, in the way which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. That means use our daily life, you know, in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Hassan Basri rahmahullah used to say, Ya ibn Adam, innaka ayyam, innaka anta ayyam. He used to say that, O son of Adam, verily you are just but days. Just but days means that you are going to live in this world, and every day that is passing, part of the life is getting over and part of the life is finished. So what are you doing in this world? And you know, how much time are you spending in those things that Allah wants you to spend in? And how much time are we spending in those things, you know, that is a necessity or just a need of life? Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah used to say, you know, that time, this time, day and night is working upon you. So work in them. They are working upon you. So work in them, meaning spend your day and spend your night in those things where you will bring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will bring the happiness of Allah, and you will do those things that are important for a person to do in life. So Hassan Basri rahmatullah is to say, innaka anta ayyam, verily you are but days. You know, and he says that I've seen more predecessors and I've seen more salaf who spend and give more importance to time than they give importance to dirham and dananir. What is dirham and dananir? Are currencies, obviously. Like today we will say that rands, or we will say a dollar, or we will say a pound. So he says, I've seen people give more importance, you know, to their preserving and protecting of their time, meaning how do they utilize their time in a day, how much time they spend in what day, you know, what is the object of life and the purpose and reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them, and how much time they are spending in their dirhams and dinars, in their rands and dollars. Today, human being understands the importance of utilizing his day and spending his time in making business, and which is nothing wrong in, Allah has allowed a person to do that. But that is a need and necessities of life. The object of life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created this jinn and I have not created this man except for my worship, meaning a liarifun, that a person spends his time in this world to recognize Allah. When a person utilizes his time and spends his time in recognizing Allah, then Allah will make that aspect of his dirham, his dinar, his rands, his dollars, Allah will make that easy for him. Allah will give him, you know, the sweetness of iman. Allah will give him, you know, the ability to utilize this time in a correct way and a correct manner. So he says that I've seen people spending, you know, more time in preserving and protecting the time that they have. That is why Allah takes qasam on time in Quran. Surah Asr, we all know it, a short surah, you know, easy to memorize as well. And Allah says, wal asr, that Allah takes a qasam and an oath by time. And he says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسَرٍ. Verily man is at his destruction and at a great loss. And then Allah says, who are those who are not at a loss? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who have iman, those who do good actions. So Allah has given us this iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to do good actions. We sometimes do not even realize how, you know, what a great ni'mat and a bounty Allah has given us of iman and made us from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But this is something that we have to daily remind ourselves and remind others as well. That is why Allah has given us this mubarak effort of tabligh and movement, tahriqul iman, of making this effort of tabligh and, you know, movement of iman, where we can constantly remind ourselves on a daily basis and remind others as well. The objective why Allah has created us in this world, the purpose why Allah has created us in this world, and the importance of utilizing this time in the correct way and spending our time in the correct manner. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to understand, and may Allah give us the ability to use this time in the correct manner, and let not one moment of our day pass except that we increase in our action. Like how in the dunya, if you ask a person, he says that today I have done good, but tomorrow I want to do better. And the following day I want to do even more better. And at the end of the month, this is where I want to be. At the end of this year, this is what I project for myself. So with deen is the same. We have to take this so seriously that we, you know, we have this mind frame and understanding and mindset that in deen I must be even better than that. I must set myself small goals. I must set myself goals, but I must be constant on what I am doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those actions. أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَا دُوبِمَ وَإِنْ قَلَّ. Sometimes a person tries to do too much and then he does not end up doing anything at all. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that the most beloved action to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that action that is done where a person is constant upon that action. And he is, you know, he has istiqamat upon that. So every day in our lives, you know, we must try and, you know, make an effort on this and remind others as well. So may Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.